As I was contemplating this week, the song, You Are My All in All, one of the things that I was wondering, how could I find a picture that would best convey the meaning of those words, Jesus, you are my all in all. And then I discovered this picture of the woman who anointed the feet of Jesus. And to her, Jesus was truly her all in all. And so that's what you have on the front of your bulletin. Jesus, you are my all in all. She knew what he had delivered her from over and over again. Have you discovered that he is your all in all? Everything that you ever desired, ever wanted? And if he is, why is he your all in all? Perhaps it's because you have faced giants in your life and he has given you the complete victory and you just praise the Lord for that. Maybe it's because you've simply discovered day by day that he is there for you and he has seen you through those difficult times in your life. It could be that you simply celebrate every day because you know that he is the one who has delivered you from sin each and every day. Whatever it is, I'd like to invite you this first Sabbath of the new year to just share in one sentence or two, very briefly, the reason why you believe that Jesus is your all in all. We have three microphones that we're going to be taking up the aisles here. And so wherever you are, if you would just raise your hand and a mic will be brought to you, just very simply share your joy in Christ being your all in all. Just raise your hand wherever you might be. Anyone that would like to just share why Jesus is your all in all? That special... Yes, right here. Judy?
He is my health, and he is my strength, and he is my song.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Anyone else that would like to share why you consider Jesus to be your all in all? Over here, do we have a mic over here?
I'm amazed when we not only see God in the big things that happen in our lives, but even in small little things. I was telling my junior division that when I was shopping for food for our breakfast tomorrow morning that I almost had my purse stolen out of the grocery cart, but there was a man standing nearby who evidently the purse never thought was with me. And they looked at my purse, they looked at me who was not paying attention, I was looking for breakfast links. They looked at the man and decided it wasn't worth it and went on. And the gentleman stopped and told me to watch my purse, and he turned out to be a Seventh-day Adventist pastor.
Thank you. Yes. Back. Oh, right here.
I've had a blessed week contemplating that Jesus is my all. So I'm glad you have that theme because he exchanged his righteousness for my sins. And
amen.
That's the theme. He went to hell for me. He died the death that I deserve, and I just praise his name.
Praise the Lord. Yes, George.
This past year, I've experienced, in Psalms 103, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. And I have been aware of a number of times this past year when he has actually protected me. And so I just want to praise him for that.
Amen. Anyone else? Yes, back there, Nadine. Oh, Sadie first. Okay.
Jesus is my life. Without him, I just could not be. He is my comfort and my joy. He's all the world to me.
Amen.
Thank you, Sadie. That's with 99 years of experience. Yes, Amen. Sadie.
Yes, I am so thankful that Jesus is my all in all. I don't think I could take another breath or even live another day without him. And I'm so thankful that he has given me the strength and a willingness to live and to love him each day. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else that would like to share why Jesus is your all? Yes, right over here.
I was not raised in church in the first half of my life. And I know that I have Jesus in the second half of my life, and I truly know the difference between all in all and none at all.
Thank you, John. Right over here.
I am a Tongan, and I've been sick for 2 months. And I accept my Jesus to be my Redeemer for 65 years. Mm. And I'm here, and he is my all in all, and he's my Redeemer, he's my King, he's my Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Anybody else that would like to say just a word about why Christ is your all in all?
I was walking down the beach in Hawaii and looked back when I was 31 years of age. My kids were young and I had an illness and I was depressed, and at that time I said, Lord, I give my all in all to you. Now, as I walked on the beach, I thought of me, my kids all grown, 10 grandchildren, God been good to me and my family, and he's my all in all. Continues
Amen.
To be.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. And it is my prayer that throughout this year, that every day, each one of us might make that commitment to allow Jesus to be everything he wants to be to us. Thank you. Is this just a ceremony that we go through? We do it once every quarter. What does it mean to you as you take that bread? Is Jesus really real to you and to me? That night so long ago, he took the bread and he said, "This represents my body, which is going to be broken for you." And now we can look back on that event. It's already taken place, and we can praise the Lord for that. And he said, "Eat all of it." Paul says that while we were yet sinners, that means while we were yet in rebellion, John, even before we knew him, he died for us. Died for each one of us. He loves us so much. And he was willing to spill his blood so that we might have eternal life. And he said, "This juice of the vine represents my blood, which is spilt for you. Drink all of it." That night, as they prepared to go out and leave the supper together, the scripture says that they sang a song together. And we'd like to invite you to stand along with us as we sing, as Audie leads us, "You Are My All in All."
Your name.
Lord in heaven, that is our theme for this new year. Worthy is your name. Oh Lord, we pray that every single day of our lives, that we might look to you for strength, for help, for joy, for happiness. May you, in every area of our lives, be our all in all. In Christ, your name we pray. Amen.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your Spirit speaks to me with my heart,